Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Mandaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom and we are now in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. One more little piece to do from our Mishnah. So we already saw these two opinions earlier on in the previous podcast. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Yochai Omer, Avod Avod Azoran and Tan Latzul Benafsho Mikal V'Chomer. Why does Rabbi Shimon Yochai say you could stop somebody from doing Avod Azorah by killing him? If besmirching the status of a person could be stopped by killing, so certainly hurting the status of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avodah Zarah, certainly. So can we punish? Because after all, the Din of Rodeh, if we consider it to be like a punishment, can you do that from Kal Vachomer? The answer is, Kesar Onshmin Adin, Rabbi Shimon Baruch Hai says, yes, you can. Tanya Rabbi Lozor Rabbi Shimon Omer, Machalat HaShabbat Nitan Latzul B'Nafsho, he extends it to Shabbat as we already saw. Savar LaKavua Dama Onshim Adin. First of all, he holds like his father about Onshim Adin. And second of all, Va'at HaShabbat Michil Chilu Me'avodah Zarah, that in the context of Molech, we learn that doing Avodah Zarah is a Chilul, and of course, Chilul Shabbat is Chilul Shabbat, and therefore he extends it. Okay, the famous piece, one of the most famous sugyot starts here. Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Yotzadak. Keep in mind, this is all coming from Beit Midrash Shosh Rabbi Yochanan. Nimnu v'gamru ba'aliyat Beit Nitzah b'Lod. So in the attic in Beit Nitzah in Lod, the rabbis made a count, as it were, a minyan, a vote, and they ended up voting that I'll call Averot Sheba Torah for any sin in the Torah. Imamim la'adam, avor v'al te'hareg, sin, and you won't be killed, ya'avor v'al ye'hareg. Now, most people look at this and say, this is where martyrdom is introduced. It's actually the opposite. This is where valuing of life over the violation is prized, because the problem is people were martyring themselves for everything. Say no, the rule is you must violate the law and don't be killed. Chutz me, except for Avodah Zarah Gilurat Shulcha Tamim. Now, Avodah Zarah Milo, how do you know, since when do we not worship Avodah Zarah to save our lives? How do we know that if somebody tells you, I'll kill you unless you do Avodah Zarah, how do I know you should worship Tamanomar v'chai b'hem, that Hashem gave us the mitzvot to live by, v'lo shemut b'hem, and not to die by. Yachol afilu v'fahes, yeah, I might think this even applies. If the act is being done publicly, v'fahes, yeah, Tamanomar, therefore it says, v'lo tachalu v'shem kotshiv niktashti, that there is a separate mitzvah of kiddush Hashem, and Hashem's name must be sanctified publicly, and therefore if this is a public act, therefore, you're not allowed to save your life by doing Avodah Zarah. So why did the minyan that was in Beit Nitzah and took the vote, why did they not accept Rabbi Shmuel's position? The answer is, Inudam or Rabbi Eliezer. What they were saying comported with Rabbi Eliezer's position. And Rabbi Eliezer's position was based on a very famous pasuk. The Tanur, Rabbi Eliezer, you have to love Hashem with your heart, with your life, and with your possessions. Even Amar B'chol Nafshecha, L'mam B'chol Meodecha, V'imar B'chol Meodecha, L'mam B'chol Nafshecha. Why does he have to say both? So the answer is, if you have somebody whose life is dearer to him than his possessions, which we hope is everybody, therefore it says you have to love Hashem with all of your life, meaning even if they take the most dear thing from you, which is your life. If you have somebody whose possessions are more dear than his life, therefore it says that. Okay, good. So now, Gilurai Yotzruchu Damim Rabbi, how do we know that those other two categories are worthy of martyrdom? It follows Rabbi, and we have this in the previous podcast. The Torah compared the rape of the Nar Marasa to murder. But what do we know about murder that's being inferred? The answer is, the Torah comes to infer from murder, and now we learn something about murder. As we saw in the previous podcast, you may save an armorasa even by killing the perpetrator. Same thing with murder. And now, and flip it. We we compare the number Rasa to Rotzeach. What do we know about Rotzeach? Ma Rotzeach Yerigval Yavor. From Rasa Yerigval Tavor. Same thing, just like a Rotzeach, you have to die rather than kill. Same thing, an Amarasa should die rather than to submit. So Rotzeach Gufei Min Alan. How do we know that a Rotzeach must give his life before rather than kill? The answer is Svara. It's based on Svara. For this, take a look at Dr. Berkowitz's book, Not in Heaven. He builds on this sugya beautifully to show the primacy of Svara in Halakha. Da'uda ata lekame derava. There was a fellow came to Rava. Amarle mari duroi zilkatli leplonya. So the mayor of the town told me that if I have to go kill this particular guy, vilo katil nolach. And if not, then I'm going to kill you. What should I do? So amarle liktaluch, let them kill you vilo tiktol, and don't you kill. Why? Miyemer doma didach sumaktfei, doma dahu gavret sumaktfei. Who says that your blood is any redder than his? Maybe his blood is redder. Okay, remember I told you that this entire sugya starts from the report from Rabbi Yochanan. So now, Kiyat Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he quoted Rabbi Yochanan with an addendum. Lo shanu, meaning the permission to violate the law rather than die, is lo shlo b'shat hashmad. That's only when there's no time of persecution. B'shat hashmad, but when there is a time of persecution, like the Hadrianic persecutions, the Antiochian persecutions, even a light mitzvah, we'll see what that means, you should give up your life rather than to violate it. Ki ata Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he had a different report. Hafilu shelo b'shat hashmad, even if it's not a time of persecution, lomar lebetzina, the permission to violate the law is only when done privately. Hafrayesu, when it's done publicly, hafilu mitzvah kal yirgval yavor. Alright, so they use, and again, my mitzvah kala. So the question is, what's a mitzvah kala? Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav, even a change of shoelaces. The Rishonim are all a buzz trying to figure out what this means, but the Shiltot gives what's probably the straightest explanation, says that what the governor or the duke would often do, the Hegemon would often do, is call the leader of the Jewish community up in front of everyone and have him do an act that would make it look like he was worshiping the idol that was there, even though he wasn't, such as change your shoelace. So if he leans over to change his shoelace, it looks like he's bowing down. And that's probably what this means. Now, Chama Parhesi, how big of a group is called public? Miyakub Rabbi Yochanan Parhesi, Pechutam Yasar B'nei Adam, it has to be 10. So Pshita Yisraeli Mainin. We know that the 10 must be Yisraeli. Netiv, Benigdashti B'toch B'nei Yisrael. That's the mitzvah. That's even Rabbi Shmuel agreed to that. So Bar Rabbi Yirmiya asked, evidently he asked Rabbi Yochanan, Tishai Yisrael V'nochri Echad Ma'u. What if 9 are not, are Jewish and 1's a non-Jew? In other words, is it mainly a Jewish group, or is it like a minion? So Toshma Tan Rabbi Yana Echud Rabbi Chia Baraba Toch. We learn Toch from here. Nitash B'Toch Tiachdash B'Toch Bnei Yisrael Tivhatam Hivadu Mitoch Haida Hazot. Leave the Seidah. Now what's deficient here is that the Seidah is 250 people. So that doesn't tell you anything about 10. So Alan Asav Kula Yisrael Afkan Asav Kula Yisrael. Something missing. If you look on the side, there's another Gersa which adds in what exists in Masachet Megillah in this point, in which a da is compared to another a da, ad matar le da razot, which talk about the 10 miraglim. Now, how could it be that you have to give your life rather than to violate a law, bifarhesia? Esther, even if she wasn't gilurayot, certainly it's prohibited to sleep with a non-Jewish king, and she did it farhesia, meaning everybody knew about it. So I'm by Esther karkolamaita, that a woman in the sexual, context could be perceived as passive. So Rava Amar, not that's Svanshani. Rava says no. When you talk about martyrdom, it's only when the non-Jew is trying to get you to leave Judaism by violating the religion, not when he's doing it for his own benefit. Dilote Maachi, and Rava says, I'll prove it to you. Because if not, then Hani Kvaki V'Dimonike Eche Avinalu, the Habarim, who were the fire worshippers in Persia, used to come around and demand that everybody give their braziers on a particular day and they bring them to their temple. Well, how can we give it to them if that's supporting Avodah Zarah? The answer is they're doing it for themselves. They're not getting us to do Avodah Zarah. They just wanted our braziers. So, Elanatat Svanshani, Achnam Elanatat Svanshani, Azdor Rav Latame, Rav is being consistent. De Amar Rav, Nochri, De Amar Leila Yisrael, Ketol Asafsat, Veshavta, Veshad, Lechiyuta. If a non-Jew said to a Jew, I want you to cut down the grass and feed it to the animals, Vilo Katinolach, it's a play on words, Ketol Katinolach, if not, I'll kill you. Liktil velo liktilei. Cut down the grass, don't have him kill you. But if he says, shadi lanar, if he says, throw it in the river, Then let him kill you. Why not taima? He's trying to get you to violate the law. But if he's doing it for himself, you don't have to do that. So they asked Rabbi Yami a question. We know that Bnei Noach have 7 mitzvot. We saw this in the previous parak. Bnei Noach are obligated to martyr themselves for this these mitzvot. That's the question. Rabbi says very simply, it says there's 7, not 8. Kiddush Hashem is not in there. So Rava disagrees. He says, no, it could be that just like we're chayiv in the mitzvah of Shabbat, and an extension of Shabbat is to not violate it even upon pain of death in certain circumstances. Same thing. Maybe they have 7 mitzvot, and some of the details include martyrdom. So my avila, what's the psak? This is Naaman, the Syrian general, who was cured by Elisha from his tzarat, and then he said, I'm giving up Avodah Zarah, but I have to go this one last time to Beit Rimon to worship. And Elisha said, go in peace. How could Elisha say that to him if he is obligated to give up his life rather than Avodah Zarah? The answer is, I haven't seen it on Friday. It could be that because he told him privately, it's not a violation. And maybe Naaman was even going to worship there in a private way, and then it would not be a public thing. Okay, I'm reviewed on Marav. We end this piece with a strange story. There was a guy, he saw a woman, he became obsessed with her and became sick. They asked the doctors what to do. The only way to get it fixed is for them to have relations. Chacham said, let him die. Absolutely not. So then it sounds like the doctors are negotiating. Said, okay, let her stand in front of him naked. That'll put him to give him some peace. So the answer is Yamut v'altamu l'fanav amrat. It's kind of hard to imagine how that would bring him any more peace. But the rabbi said, absolutely not. Sapermo me'achar yader. Let her talk to him from behind the fence. The answer is Yamut v'altamu me'achar yader. Even that, not. So pligar v'achum v'idim v'shuam v'nachmani. They have a disagreement about who she was. Chadam ha'ishni ishaita v'chadam ha'pnui ha'ita. She might have been married or not. So we saw the Marishan Ishaita. I understand if she was married, Shapar. I understand why there was such a big wall. But if she's unmarried, so what's the big deal? Let her talk to him. So Papa Mamishum Pka Mishpacha. It would besmirch the name of her family that here she is giving this fellow his sexual satisfaction, even if it's just by talking to him from behind the fence. We don't want to open a door. It's going to lead to pritzut. So now the big question is, if she's not married, v'lin sabab min sab, let him marry her. The answer is, lo miyat v'date. Everybody agreed that that wouldn't make him happy. Sexual satisfaction was taken and given to sinners from the time of the Churban. It's not exactly shenemar, but an allusion to that is this idea that forbidden waters are sweeter. In other words, this guy is only going to get satisfaction if she's forbidden to him, which indeed may be the reason Chachamim had the extreme reaction that they did. In any case, we finished a compact, but very powerful parak with some very significant sugyot, Hadron Alach Ben Sorer Umoreh. We will, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, continue in the next podcast at the beginning of the 9th parak, Elohim Anisrafin. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.